Hello, my name is Otis, and I'm with the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Today's guest is U.S. Congressman Kevin Cramer, and we have some questions to ask him. First of all, what was your first job, sir?
Well, thanks for having me, first of all, Otis. And my first job was as a janitor, basically. I went to the cafe every day after school in Kindred, the Kindred Cafe, and I cleaned the place. I swept the floors, I mopped the floors, cleaned the bathrooms, made sure that all the ketchup bottles were full, of course, and all the tables were clean. And so I did that when I was 12 years old. It was the first time I actually got paid for a job and where Social Security was withheld.
How important do you think that entrepreneurs are to America?
They're really important. And here's a very important statistic. I didn't know you were going to ask me this question, but if we didn't have startup businesses in the United States, we would have a net loss of jobs. Now, you think, just imagine that. It means most of, in fact, more than the new jobs created every year are created by entrepreneurs, by startups, innovators. So entrepreneurship is critical. Napoleon, who was a famous leader in France, once said the logical conclusion of defense is defeat. So the way I apply that to the economy is that if you have a bunch of really big businesses that are very successful, and you decide one day, hey, we've got everything we need. We've got a bunch of big corporations that should provide employment and economic security forever. You will immediately start deteriorating as an economy. So we've got to have entrepreneurship.
Thank you. Do you know President-elect Donald Trump?
I do know him. I don't know him super well. I didn't know him before he was a candidate, but I have met him and have worked with him on a number of policy issues, and have represented him throughout the country these last few months.
A little side question, was he nice?
He's very nice. In fact, he's a very very curious person. Most everybody who's successful is. He's very charming. You'll hear that word applied to him a lot in person. He's very charming. By that I mean he's gracious to everyone that he meets. He's even generous in terms of time that he gives people. His attention. He's a very nice man.
Thank you. What are you doing to help my future career as an entrepreneur?
Sure. So there are a number of things. The biggest thing, Otis, the biggest thing the government can do for entrepreneurs is get out of their way. And the biggest mistake the government often makes is getting in the way. So, for example, one of the most important things for an innovator, for an entrepreneur, is access to capital, access to money, right? Well, the government oftentimes provides money, and that's okay. The Small Business Administration and various other agencies that might have grant dollars or what we call benevolent capital to help start up businesses. Those are things the government does to try and help. However, oftentimes the government, along with their help, will bring a bunch of barriers with it or strings that are attached that make it almost not worth taking the money. But beyond that, the government imposes a lot of restrictions and a lot of regulations on business, including startups. But probably one of the biggest challenges right now for entrepreneurs is with regard to capital are the banking laws. There was a law passed in Barack Obama's first term called Dodd-Frank, and Dodd-Frank was intended to sort of rein in the giant banks on Wall Street. And what it really did is it constrained the opportunity for community banks and credit unions and other lending institutions, so that it made it more difficult for them to invest in entrepreneurs and in startup companies. So, like I say, the biggest thing the government can do is get out of the way. One of the specific areas that we've actually made some improvements in public policy was just last year, about a year ago when we were working on it, and that was making the research and development tax credit a permanent law, so that an innovator that has an invention or even a good idea, maybe they already have a small business but they've got another part of it, another invention, they can actually get a credit for their research and development costs, and that's now permanent law. So that's what we call certainty in the tax code, so that you know what the rules are, and the rules always remain the same, and they're beneficial for entrepreneurs.
What advice do you have for kidpreneurs like me?
advice for kidpreneurs, a couple of things. One is never give up. You know, listen carefully to your parents who are wiser and more experienced, not necessarily smarter, but certainly more experienced, and be disciplined, you know, but also don't be afraid to take risks, realizing that sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, whatever that risk might be. It might be with a new product, it might be with a new idea, it might even be something as basic as just sharing an idea with somebody in hopes that it might go somewhere, but you might feel, you know, foolish, or you might be afraid it's a dumb idea. Don't be afraid of dumb ideas. Take risks, because if you don't take risks, nothing big will ever happen.
Hello, my name is Otis, and I'm with the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Today's guest is U.S. Congressman Kevin Frick. My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com, Deadwood's newest legend.
We're the Williams family, stationed in Stuttgart, Germany. We'd like to wish our family and friends in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
I heard the bells on Christmas Day.
Hi, I'm Colonel Randy Stinson in Kabul, Afghanistan. I'd like to say happy holidays to my parents, R.C. and Joan Stinson in Cologne, South Dakota. I miss you, and I'll see you soon.
Mild and sweet, their songs repeat.
I'm Staff Sergeant Joshua Harmer in Southwest Asia. I'd just like to tell my wife, Amy, and my two boys, Ash and Hunter, happy holidays, and I love you, and I'll be home soon.
And the bells are ringing in my heart, I hear them.
Hi, I'm Tech Sergeant Shannon Fromm from Incirlik Air Base in Turkey. I wanted to wish everybody back home in Pierce, South Dakota, happy holidays and a Merry Christmas.
Hello, we're the Landers family, stationed in Stuttgart, Germany.
And in despair, I bow my head.
We want to wish a happy holidays to everyone in South Dakota, and especially to Joyce and Riley Walker.
For hate is strong and marks the song.
Hi, we're the Ireland family from Heidelberg, Germany.
A peace on earth, goodwill.
We would like to say hello to Patrick's mom, Darlene Ireland.
With the bells ringing.
And Uncle Russell and Aunt Barb.
Uncle Ralph.
And our family and friends in the South Dakota area.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hello, my name is Major Jeremiah Guild. I am deployed to Southwest Asia to say a prayer for all the men and women on the ground out there and the aviators who fly to keep them safe.
Hello, I'm Technical Sergeant Cody Longer with my beautiful wife Julie and son Jameson at Aviano Air Base, Italy. I'd like to say a special hello to my parents Doug and Gloria Longer of Sisseton, South Dakota.
Staff Sergeant Kevin Kelly. I'm stationed at Incirlik Air Base, Turkey, and I'd like to wish my father and my stepmother from Mitchell, South Dakota, a happy holidays. I miss you guys, and I will be home soon. The world revolved
from night. Specialist Kelsey Kretschmer, Fallible Marine, Afghanistan. Want to give a shout-out to everybody at home. Merry Christmas.
I'm Sergeant Aaron Van Manen.
I'm Specialist Joseph Hill. We're stationed in Lonsville, Germany.
We'd like to say Merry Christmas to the Van Manens in Yankton, South Dakota. Merry Christmas. Roll Tide.
Staff Sergeant Elbendorf, stationed in Southwest Asia. I want to say Merry Christmas to my wife, Kelsey, and my son, Braden. I love you, and I'll see you soon.
This is Sherry and Elisa Dietzel in Ramstein, Germany. This is going out to Aunt Jo and Aunt Jan in Spearfish, South Dakota.
Merry Christmas, we love you.
This is Staff Sergeant Richards, currently in Southwest Asia. Greetings going out to Olivia Nelson and my two daughters. Just want to tell you guys Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. I'll be home soon. I love you.
We wish you a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year. We love you. We miss you, all our family and friends. God bless.
Merry Christmas.
We love and miss you all. Merry Christmas.
Peace on earth. Peace on earth.